Simon & Schuster Audio presents Wilderness Reform, a Novel by Matt Quarry and Harrison Quarry. Read by Todd Manessis. This book is dedicated to every person's fight to keep a piece of their spirit wild and free. The child who is not embraced by the village will often burn it down to feel its warmth. Unknown. Prologue. There's a very particular kind of hot, coarse pain in the lungs that can only really be experienced after running from something that's trying to kill you. The boy had never run that hard or that fast in his entire life. He'd also grown up at sea level. Even after spending several months in the Northern Rockies, a healthy 13-year-old flatlander will still get their ass kicked by extreme exertion at high altitude. But he ran as fast and as far as he could before his legs and mind gave out, when he collapsed onto all fours and crawled over to lean his back against a large lichen-covered boulder. He wasn't sure how long he'd been here. He could feel spit, snot, and tears pouring down his face. He tried to look up the mountain to see if they were close, but his peripheral vision was just a shimmering blur. It was like looking through a paper towel roll. He couldn't see them coming, couldn't hear them, but even if he did, he did not know if he could keep going. He noticed a sting in his hands and brought them up to his eyes, turning them over to examine them. Both were covered in blood, dirt, and the bone-white curls of freshly frayed palm skin. He looked down at a spot on his elbow that burned and found that most of the flesh between his elbow and wrist was just gone, replaced by blood caked in dirt and pine needles. In that moment, he remembered his younger brother getting a big scrape like that on his arm when he fell off his bike the summer before. And he remembered his elder brother calling it road pizza. Thinking of his brothers made him start to cry again in dry, wheezing sobs. He told himself he shouldn't cry right now. He didn't have time, and it wasn't going to help anything. In reality, he hadn't actually stopped crying much since he started running earlier that day. He leaned his head back against the boulder and had to muster all the strength and discipline he had left to keep from screaming in frustration up into the dry, hot forest canopy. He heard thunder in the distance. One of the brief afternoon...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?